You want to do it this morning? Okay, go ahead. Good
morning.
And welcome to
Coffee and Devotions.
This is where every day we
get together,
we get into God's Word, and we grow
in our love for the Lord together.
And this year, 2021, we'll make it through all of the
wisdom.
That's right. Well, this morning we were at Psalm 60. Thanks for joining us this morning. Why don't we go ahead and have some coffee? We'll pray and we'll get into God's Word. You guys ready?
Mm-hmm.
Here we go.
Ooh, we get a little tiny psalm.
Yep, it's a smaller psalm. That's right. Do you guys want to say good morning to Esther? She just jumped on. Do you guys want to say good morning?
Hi, Esther.
Good morning.
All right, why don't we go ahead and get into God's Word? Psalm 60. To the chief musician set to Lily of the Testimony, a miktam of David, for teaching, when he fought against Mesopotamia and Syria of Zobah, and Joab returned and killed 12,000 Edomites in the Valley of Salt. You want to read 1 through 3, Nathan?
Oh God, you have cast us off. You have broken us down. You have been displeased. Oh, restore us again. You have made the earth tremble. You have broken it. Heal its breaches, for it is shaking. Heal its breaches, for you have shown your people hard things. You have made us drink the wine of confusion.
Oh boy. God's done what to them?
Bad things.
Bad things? God does bad things? Maybe hard things? Yeah, because can God do any sin?
Mm-mm.
No, because God is holy, right? But it's God who's broken them down. It's God who's given them, who's been displeased. It's God who's made the earth tremble. It's God who's broken stuff. And he's saying, heal us. Restore us. Right, Deborah, you want to read 4 and 5?
4 and 5?
Mm-hmm. Make sure you read loud.
Okay, you have given a banner to those who fear you, that it may be displayed because of the truth, that your beloved may be delivered, save with your right hand and hear me.
Oh boy, what do you think that's talking about?
He'll give a banner of grace to the people who love God.
Good. God has spoken in his holiness. I will rejoice. I will divide Shechem and measure out the valley of Succoth. Gilead is mine, and Manasseh is mine. Ephraim is also the helmet for my head. Judah is my lawgiver. Moab is my washpot. Over Edom, I will cast my shoe. Philistia, shout in triumph because of me. Should Edom praise God?
Yes.
Should Philistia praise God?
Yes.
Should Judah praise God?
Yes.
What about Gilead? What about England?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
What about Germany?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
What about the U.S.?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Should all nations praise God?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep.
That's right.
Yep.
You want to do 9 through 12, Nathan?
Who will bring to the strong city? Who will lead me to Edom? Is it not you, O God, who cast us off? And you, O God, who did not go out with our armies? Give us help from trouble, from the help of...
For the help of man.
Man is useless. Through God we will do valiant, for it is he who shall
tread
down our enemies.
That's right. Do you guys remember when we were reading in the book of Joshua? Was it who would defeat the enemies of God?
God.
But weren't they supposed to fight?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So who would be the ones who would get the victory? That's right. Well, I think in my Bible, look, I underlined verses 11 and 12. I think those verses are what I think it is.
You read my mind.
Oh, I read your mind?
That's what I was just saying.
Okay, well, what do you guys think we should do in our lives? What are we called to do? What do you think?
Call to God.
Cry out to God. Okay, good. What about you, Deborah?
Love the Lord and remember that He is King.
Okay, love the Lord and remember that He's King. Perfect. What about you? How does this tie into your life? Hey, do you guys see who else is on? The Fosters are on and Grandma is on. Yeah, you guys want to say good morning?
Good morning.
Yeah, what about you? Let us know down in the comments. What would you highlight in your Bible or underline as the best verse? And what are you called to do in response to this? Will you cry out to God? Will you look to Him as your refuge? Maybe we should be praying for our leaders that they would follow Jesus Christ and that all the nations would come to the Lord. You guys ready to pray?
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's pray. Father, we thank You so much for this day. We thank You for the blessing it is to know that You, our great King, are the one who brings calamity but is also in charge. You are the one who brings the victory, for You are the God of God and the Lord of Lords, the King of Kings, and the Master of the universe. Father, we pray You would give us a good day today, that we would follow You. In Jesus' name, amen. You guys want to say goodbye?
Bye.
Bye. We'll see you guys tomorrow.